Glad to be joined today by Kinsley Payne of Vibe Burnham Girls Basketball, who has accomplished something that a lot of kids can't say they have accomplished. And instead of me telling you what that accomplishment was, we're going to let Kinsley Payne say exactly what it is that she did that is putting her in the spotlight, because I think if she says it more and more often, then it's going to sink in more and more, and she's going to be even more and more excited about what she's been able to do. So Kinsley, tell all of us what you did on December 29th in the third place game of the Kingston Christmas Invitational.
I scored my 1,000th point for my career.
Well, see, there you go. Doesn't it feel good to say that? The journey, I'm sure, for you has been interesting, because you were actually on the varsity team your freshman year, and you got to play a few minutes here and there, and you averaged 3.5 points, which is pretty good for a freshman. Slowly but surely, between your freshman and senior year, you've continued to grow in terms of your ability to be able to put up a lot of points. So just kind of take us through your mindset, what your emotions were as you approached that game against Caledonia in the Invitational.
It was mainly just to stay calm, play the game, and rely on my teammates to help me out.
Okay, and can you tell us exactly where on the floor you were when you made that bucket that got you 1,000 points?
I did a backside cut and got an open layup for it.
Okay, so who was the girl that got the assist for you?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you don't remember? Oh, no. Well, I'm sure you have a lot of teammates that assist you in that accomplishment. So let's focus on them a little bit. Clearly, you've gone through a lot of different teammates over the last 4 years. So as you play throughout this season and maybe occasionally think about seasons past, what's it been like to be a Vibe Burnham Blue Jay?
It's been great. We've had a bunch of, you know, different groups of girls because they keep graduating. But every group has been a close group. You know, we don't argue or fight. And so it's a really good team to be a part of, and I love being a part of the Vibe Burnham team.
What are some relationships that have sort of fueled you to this 1,000 points in your career?
My coaches have helped me out a lot, and my dad has helped me out a lot.
Is your dad a former basketball player?
Yes, he was. He played for Vibe Burnham also.
And did he really? Would he be mad if you told us when he played?
I don't really know when he played.
Okay, well, let's just say it was probably before the 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so along the way to the 1,000-point mark, you scored 55 points earlier this year against Valley Caledonia. So against Caledonia, you got 55 points, which is the most for the school of Vibe Burnham, and then you get 1,000 points against Valley Caledonia. What's the secret? Why is Caledonia the team you keep doing good stuff against?
The 55-point game, I don't know, my shot was just really on that game, and I know a lot of the girls there, so, you know, wanted to really play hard, and then it was just a coincidence in the tournament to play them and then get my 1,000 points on them.
Yeah, I can imagine that it was kind of surreal for you to know that against the same team you've been able to accomplish some of the best things in your basketball career. So take us through the season up to this point, what you like about the team, you know, just sort of your mindset as you go into the final stretch of the year.
This year's team, it's a little different than what we've been used to. Normally we have some bigger post girls. Well, this year I'm the tallest one on the team, so we have a lot of smaller, really quick girls this year. So it's kind of been a change of pace for us, taking a little getting used to.
Well, let's kind of talk about your future, if you're okay with that. You and I were talking before this interview that you've had a chance to explore the MAC campus.
Yeah, I've been there, watched a few of their games, and met with the coaches and emailed them.
Well, what do you think of the campus?
I love the campus. My school, we actually went on a MAC visitation for the college day, and I got to sit in on some classes, and I loved the way the classes were and, like, how small, you know, it was kind of like being at Vibe Burnham.
Yeah, I bet. I was figuring you were probably going to say it's a lot like being at Viburnum. Let's talk about that basketball team at MAC. You and I were talking also before the interview. You know a lot of the girls that are currently on there, Maddie Reynolds, Briar Johnson, Holly Forbes. Is that something that's going to go into your strong consideration for playing at MAC if they want you onto the program? Is the ability to play with those girls next year?
Yeah, it is. They're a really talented group, and I loved watching them play, and I would love to be a part of it and play with them.
Okay, very well. And you can also rub in their face that you scored 1,000 points during your high school career. No, are you not a rub it in your face kind of gal?
No.
No, okay.
Well, I kind of keep quiet.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that. Well, that's all right. That's good. All right, so I know you still got a ways to go in the season, about a month or so before districts begin. But back to the 1,000-point accomplishment, is that the highlight of your career for you, the 1,000 points?
Yeah, it's been a really big accomplishment for me, that in the 55-point game was. And then I also beat our 3-point record, like most made in a game in the 55-point game. So that was a good highlight for my career, was that 55-point game.
Well, I tell you, got a chance to look at your stats before this interview, and to go from 3.5 points a game as a freshman to 27.3 this year as a senior, we certainly are impressed with that and glad that you got to that 1,000 points and just wish you the best of luck in your future.
Well, thank you.
That is Kinsley Payne of Viburnum Basketball. 1,000 points in her career. Congratulations to the senior Blue Jay.